Hey there, everyone. Nathaniel here, and welcome to the second episode of the podcast. Yay! Okay. So again, spoiler warning for anyone who doesn't want to go into the next episode with ideas of what might happen. So if you don't want to hear that, whenever I tell you to in the podcast, please jump to the 26 minute and 48 second mark, and you'll get right past that. So I guess just enjoy the show and welcome on our special guest, Agent Buns.
You guys would know.
Well, what about your fanfics? What are you reading through right now?
Me? Reading?
Yeah.
Lol, that never happens.
I actually do.
I have like 77 chapters I have to read on my account every time I go in there. I see like you have 77 new chapters waiting for you. I'm like, God damn it, I should really start reading those.
Yeah,
But they're
that's
all
kind of
like
like
30,000 words long. Like it takes me an entire school day to get through that. When I should be taking notes also.
you need to be paying attention while you're in class, man.
No, I'm not.
Also, hey everyone, welcome to the second episode
Wait.
of the
No! Why do you do this to me?
Because
Why?
I like to see your reaction, and we don't have an intro or anything yet, so
You can't see my reaction. I'm in
why not?
Canada.
But I can judge based on the noises you make, therefore, good
I
enough.
turned into a mouse for about 3 seconds.
Yes, you did.
Anyway.
So, hi there, everyone. Nathaniel here, Tag Shadow and Lobine. Yes, I don't know why I did that.
You're like the one who's the most awake out of all of us.
Of course, I'm just getting to the point of the day where I am becoming fully awake. What is your problem, man?
It's 10:30 at night.
Exactly. I'm mentally asleep for the majority of the day, and then right about 10:30, my body decides, yeah, hey, guess what? It's time to wake up. No sleep for you.
I'm nocturnal. You're
Same.
a night animal. I'm nocturnal, but I still get up at like 7 in the morning.
Well, you have school, so you have a standard schedule to stay around. I haven't been in school for, God, how many
You're
years
old.
now?
You're old. Enough said.
Last time I was in
Seven
school, it was
years.
1972.
2006.
I
Bastard.
was back in grade school. I was back in grade school. Or middle school. See, I need to sleep. See?
Yeah, my graduating year was 2006. But I don't have school or anything right now, and I don't have work because, my previous job ended and I need to shut off the website because the chat box is booping at me. There we
Sad
go.
face. It all leads back to the boops.
Oh,
Destroying of everything.
I just muted the boops.
The boops, bro, the boops. They're
Hey,
talking to me.
they destroyed my boops yesterday, and that irritated the crap out of me. Was that yesterday or day before?
Who
Did
knows?
Chieko get rid of the boops
I think it's the
momentarily?
day before.
It was last
Okay.
night, or
Was it
no,
last night?
it was that night I stayed up all night long. It was like 2 days ago then.
Oh yeah, that's right, because that was back when I still had my old avatar on there, the buy some apples.
Shouldn't we be talking about ponies?
Oh, yeah, but it's only
I don't
been
know.
like.
That salad finger thing is still stuck in my mind. Salad
Wait,
fingers.
what?
did you seriously just see salad fingers for like the first time?
Oh, wait, no.
No.
Okay, I
I've
was
seen
gonna say,
salad
because
fingers.
that came out a long time ago.
No, yeah. I've seen that a long time ago, but,
Was gonna say, that came out when I was in middle school.
No, I got reminded of it by Metro 2033. You were running through, and then like salad fingers. You don't remember?
No.
You don't remember salad fingers from Metro? Oh my god.
I haven't played that game.
Oh well.
I don't own it. What part of not having a job right now don't you
Game
understand?
is 2 years old, and it's like for sale for like a dollar right now.
And I
What?
don't have a dollar. I have to donate plasma to pay my bills and still have to borrow money from people to be able to pay them right now.
Let's not talk about depressing things because this is a podcast
Yeah.
about ponies.
It's a podcast about our lives and how ponies
Hush.
are in
Wait,
them.
what? No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Wait,
yeah,
Let's just have fun and not talk about depressing things.
Exactly. It's not depressing. It's just life. You get used to it.
Ups, downs, lefts, rights.
Exactly. You know,
suicidal
it's
thoughts, not suicidal
no.
thoughts, you know.
No. That's why ponies are there. They get rid of that.
Yeah.
Well, not even that. It's just, you know, after you've... I've been through worse things than this, believe me. I won't go into that. But, you know,
wait,
being out
wait,
of...
wait. Were you selling your body? What?
Like anyone would actually pay for me? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Well, I guess technically, yes, I am selling my body right now because of the plasma. That's a part of me.
No, really, honestly, and this is something that is really disturbing. I remember we saw a presentation on this homeless shelter that came to my school, and they said that the youngest kid they found selling his body was 9 years old. So,
yeah, that happens, dude. That's
yeah,
a
no,
part
I'm
of life.
Just saying. So,
yeah,
don't be so modest.
Okay, so new episode.
Anyway, yeah, that episode.
You're going to jump right into the new episode.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Talk about the homeless. Hey, how about that, Trixie?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. Who wants to talk about homeless people? That's boring.
That's say.
Not the right word to use there. But
okay. No, it isn't. It isn't the word to use there.
Wow. Can I make fun of the way that Moss doesn't know how to spell Kalashnikov?
Oh, God.
And he constantly talks about being Russian and wanting to be Russian and all that. It's like, really? That's.
Let's
come
not
on,
talk
kid.
About the chat box in the podcast. Just put it away. Be
just
professional.
Looked over and I saw Kalashnikov spelled incorrectly. And
Kalashnikov 2012.
Not talk about it.
Oh, let's also not click that link Dom linked.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
No,
that's the Ainsley Harriet Twilight. Yes. Got that for me. Just for me.
What?
Whatever.
Oh, God. So, anyway.
That episode. That was a good episode.
God. So, first, I just want to say, called it, every bit of it, predicted it, last episode. Booyah.
Mm.
You feel good now? Can
yes,
you sleep
I...
tonight? Can you sleep tonight? Can you sleep?
No, that's...
because you're a nocturnal animal, and I don't care. Yeah.
You hear this? That's a bottle of melatonin. I can sleep.
Now, of course, I don't know what melatonin is, because...
Melatonin is a hormone in your body that gets released whenever you're supposed to be tired. If your body has an imbalance of it, though, and you can't fall asleep, you can take melatonin that you can buy from the store.
I have all kinds of hormones.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody does.
Mr. Pencil Stash.
I am a teenager, though.
With a pencil stash.
With a pencil stash, because I shaved.
No
yes,
more neck.
You heard it here first, folks. No more giant neck beard that, like, gets people's faces caught in it. My friend's comment when he saw that I had shaved was, "You look like you can be let around children again."
Oh my god.
You know some messed up people, dude.
Well, the guy who said that is also possibly going to be our guest next week, so.
Yeah. Oh, it's that guy? Okay.
That guy, but enough of that. This episode, let's stay on topic. This is the first part. We have a schedule. Let's stick with it.
Schedules are for losers.
No, you're for losers.
Every now and then. But yeah, no, seriously, I'm stoked that I could predict what was going to happen because I love Trixie. She's a great character. And I knew that's what was going to happen. But yeah.
This was a great magic building episode, honestly, because the way magic works is entirely unknown. If memory serves, they don't go into detail except for that one thing that they said in the bridal gossip episode. Where like magic comes from within that. It was almost like, and this is because also a possible reason why they leave so much of the world unshown is because they're leaving it to fan fiction writers, possibly, you know, letting us interpret as much as the world as we want. And I'm saying that because I am a fan fiction writer, and I suppose I could talk a little bit about my fan fiction writing because my fan fiction writing ties in with Ponies of War.
Yes, it does.
This talks a little bit more about the magic. It shows a little bit more about what magic can do, much like Ghostbusters did in the first season. That showed a lot of magical things you could do. This showed even more advanced magic, and a lot of magic I can see being repurposed.
And I really like the fact that they included the idea of the dark magic corrupting her as she used the item and became more prideful, and that was just good. That was really good.
Trinkets, precious trinkets.
And then, of course, the
anyway,
Star Wars style force training that Twilight had on the pond there with the three bubbles of water floating around her.
That
was so cool.
That was the greatest thing ever.
And Fluttershy. Oh my god, such a good episode for Fluttershy.
Yeah, it was a pretty good episode for Fluttershy.
Like, the Brony State stream cut out for me right when Twilight was first starting to circle the other woodland creatures in the air. So I missed from that point up until they Trixie turned Twilight's house upside down.
Good job, sir.
But still, the Fluttershy stuff that came after that, like her trying to run and all the animals are like, no, you gotta go over here and do this. She has the cute little outfit on. I ruined Rarity's sneaking outfit. Oh, gotta go back.
Oh, God.
Like that would be any possibility. You know what I mean. It's late. Yeah.
But no, and then whenever she's trying to get everyone's attention, when they're trying to plan on how to get Twilight back and everything, and she's just like, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rainbow Dash just goes, and I know the perfect person for it. just what?
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Yes, that. I don't know. This last episode was great, but this was just fantastic.
I'm kind of curious who did the voice work for the R63. Yup. I wonder if that was actually Peter New or if that was Ashley Ball.
That sounded weird. I honestly wasn't sure about that because I wasn't actually convinced that was Applejack Rule of 63, but whatever. I sort of saw there was something wrong there because the yup didn't. I don't know.
Well, like, did you watch all of it? Because
I watched all of it. Sorry, no, I was like, when he said yup, I was like,
that was
yup. Run in the male side of the family. Is that all they ever say? Is that like genetic? Yup. That's what I thought. I don't know. I mean, I like the humor in this episode. The humor in this episode was pretty good, but it was also like a Trixie apology thing at the end there. That was like almost like that's a bunch of fanfics that I read are Trixie apologizing or Trixie doing something horrible and then apologizing, or Twilight doing something horrible and then apologizing to Trixie, or the main six being horrible to Trixie and then they apologize to Trixie and Trixie apologizes to them and there's a whole apology fest and they all have beer or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that whole thing with Trixie at the end, the great and humble Trixie.
That was swaying trips too. That actually made me laugh out loud.
Oh god, yes, me too. So
trips, face plant.
Keep going. That's some good stuff. But that was a pretty good episode. I like that episode, honestly. And Trixie is a good character. I don't see her, and I don't like seeing her that much, is what I meant to say. Because, you know, she's annoying, she's all that, but that's sort of a making up for it. I can't think of a word for it. I want to say retribution, but that sounds a little too.
Well, like, it was a redemption episode for her.
It was a redemption. That's the word. It was an RE word that you see at the end of many video game sequels.
Yeah, especially recently.
Yeah, so, redemption. It was redemption, not retribution. Retribution is punishment. Redemption is So it was a redemption episode, and it's like. Yeah, that leaves you with a good feeling on the end of it.
Plus, you know, Trixie has her baggage known as Snips and Snails.
Yeah, oh, so
pretty prominent in this one.
Yeah, and that made me happy too.
Why are you a Snips and Snails fan?
No, it's just they're interesting characters to have around, like,
every now and then, yeah.
Are they your OTP, good sir?
My what?
OTP.
Do you not know that? Less acronym, more words.
One true pairing.
Oh, hell no.
Bad jokes for the win!
That's Flutterdash, man.
Oh, you're just like half the people I know who are bronies are like, Flutterdash!
But they're so cute! Come on, it's either Flutterdash or, I guess what would you call it, Spit Dash? Oh god, that's terrible.
Spit Dash? No, they call that Dash Fire, you derp. Do they? It's Dash
get
Fire.
Get with the terms, bro.
That doesn't make sense, though, because you have to have the first part of one name.
No, it just has to have part of the name in it so they know who the character is.
There's rules to these things.
No, there is not. You're looking way too deep into it, good sir.
This is the internet. There are the rules, but there are no rules. If you know what I mean.
Dashfire, though.
Fine. Whatever. But my OTP, if anyone cares, is Rarajack. That's my opinion. You can all shut up.
And I can actually see that. Because it's like the whole...
No, I've read that fiction.
Complete opposites thing.
I've read that one, Lobby Wobby. That was the first shipping fic I ever read.
Wait,
oh,
what's...
God. Swayback Mountain or whatever. Saddleback Mountain. I can't
remember. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I think the actual first not safe for work fanfic I read wasn't like a shipping fic. Well, shipping fics aren't not safe for work, actually. I don't think. But like the first not safe for work fic I actually read was I think Cupcakes.
God damn, son.
Yeah, Cupcakes was the first for me, too.
It's weird, because Cupcakes, like, even though I hated it so much and I never wanted to read it ever again, it, like, piqued my interest
what?
And I went into other
ones. What are
you
talking about? It's so good if it was just
It is good. It is good, but I don't like it.
If it was just written a little
bit. All right, maybe, let me put it this way. If it was someone else, other than my favorite pony, maybe I would have acted differently.
I can understand
personal
that.
Personal bias? What is this?
But no, like, okay.
But if it would have been the main six, any of the main six, really, I would have probably still been kind of disgusted.
See,
especially Fluttershy. If it would have been Fluttershy, I would have flipped.
But yeah.
Yeah, I
but
can see that.
It makes sense, though. And I don't know, Cupcakes reminds me of the Sleeping Beauty trilogy by Anne Rice. So it, I mean, not anywhere near as bad as what that book series is. Definitely not. If you don't know what it is, if you're over the age of 18 or whatever the legal age of consent is in your respective country, go look it up. If you're not, don't.
God damn it. That's not fair.
It might ruin you for life. Well, I mean...
Oh, really?
I've actually read bits and pieces of it.
I had them,
like, quoted to me because one of my friends was actually reading it and I was like, what the fuck are you reading that? But this is a while ago.
So good. No, like, I was dating this girl in high school sophomore year, I think? My sophomore year of high school, and she had all three of them, and she let me borrow them, and I fell in love immediately. Because I had just finished reading, Interview with the Vampire, Vampire Lestat, Queen of the Damned, all that. And she's like, if you like Anne Rice, here, read these. I was like, okay, open. Oh god, I'm hooked. This is awesome. But yeah, that's why Cupcakes appeals to me, is because it kind of reminds me of that series.
Cupcakes was the first gory fic I read, but the one that always sticks out to my mind every time, and every time someone talks to me about gory stuff in the fandom, whether or not they're a brony, it's always Sweet Apple Massacre.
Yeah, that was the one that I didn't read it, actually. I think I listened
I read
to
it.
Mike the Microphone's dramatic reading.
I read it. Don't ever do that, because it is a bad idea. It wasn't the It was. It's not exactly the goriest one I've always read. It's not, or I've ever read. It's not the one that like always was the most damaging, but it's the one that always comes back to mind because it's one of those well-known ones. You're like, why is this well-known? This always gives us a bad look. To be honest, the one that sticks out the most in my mind as goriest, and it's only because it was so disturbing, was Mama Fluttershy.
Haven't read that one.
Don't read
I
it.
haven't read it.
Don't read it. It's it.
The infantism one really got to me. I'm like, oh my God.
Well,
Yeah.
Mama Fluttershy, she is pregnant in that one. So,
Well, this one's infantism. She's like forcing Rainbow Dash into being a baby.
okay,
Let's
we're
not. Let's not.
yeah,
Let's not. Yeah.
yeah,
So,
we're
to
gonna.
get back onto the good stuff. The good
Hey
stuff.
everybody, how about that Captain Hook the biker gorilla?
That
Oh,
too, but
God.
I think
Love
it's
some
time we
Rainbow Dash presents. Go
let's
ahead, sorry.
start
Space girl.
at that next episode, next week's episode,
Yes. Okay.
which player?
No. Anyway, again, same thing as last time. If you don't want to hear spoilers, skip to the time that I told you in the intro now.
Spoilers! Spoilers! Anyway, so I believe this one is Sleepless in Phonyville. Not Phonyville. Pony. I'm so bad at life. So. Episode 6 of season 3, because the wiki tells me so, is Sleepless in Ponyville. This is at Scootaloo 1. Lay Scootaloo episode, she begins to have nightmares after hearing a frightful campfire stories. Wow, great grammar there. Over a campfire, Rainbow Dash decides to share some imaginative and spooky tales, causing Scootaloo to have frightening, vivid nightmares. Scootaloo wants to get rid of her nightmares, but she doesn't want the others to think she is spineless.
Okay, I can see where this might be going. I'm
Come
going to
on,
say,
astound us with your psychic powers.
I really hope I get this one right, because if I can keep up a tally of episodes, that would be awesome. Okay,
Yeah,
so
hopefully I can continue to like close it out of my brain and forget it like I did this week.
okay, I'm gonna say,
Didn't even understand what happened last time math went on about it. I was just like, what it is? Yeah, whatever, we're going on to something else.
Anyway, I'm gonna say, she, starts having the nightmares. Of course, you said it was Rainbow Dash that was telling the story.
That's what the summary from FYI television is.
Okay. So then, of course, she's gonna hide it from the Cutie Mark Crusaders and everyone else, and then eventually, I'm thinking the person that she talks to that tells her it's okay is going to be Rainbow Dash, and Rainbow Dash is gonna confide something in her that she's, still scared of herself, and goes, "Hey, it's not that bad. Here you go." I don't
Well,
know. That's about all I can
you
get out
said
of this.
person. You said person. Anyway, but at the same time, you have to consider that Rainbow Dash is Scootaloo's hero, and I don't think, like, and you're probably right, because you're usually right, unfortunately, about that, because you like to lord it over the rest of us. But one thing that you might want to take to account if you haven't already is that Rainbow Dash is Scootaloo's hero, and she wants to look good in front of Rainbow Dash. So I'm not entirely sure she'll be so quick to, tell Rainbow Dash,
That's
but.
why I say eventually. Like it's gonna be
Yeah.
like the last few minutes of the episode kind of thing.
Either that or Fluttershy or something like
Absolutely.
that. One of the main six, but definitely not the Cutie Mark
She,
Crusaders.
I think she will go to Fluttershy before she actually goes to Rainbow Dash, but I don't think anything will come of that because she'll end up like telling Fluttershy what the nightmare is, and Fluttershy will end up like getting scared out of her mind.
And then the episode will end with her like freaking out and her it'd be like in this episode,
Ooh.
and the one thing that made me laugh the hardest in this episode was the very end when right was Pinkie Pie was about to say something, and then
Yes.
that was the greatest thing
That's
ever.
who we're forgetting about here, Pinkie Pie. See, giggle at the ghost. I don't know. I don't think she'd go to Pinkie Pie early on, but I'm also thinking maybe Twilight. Like,
Any of the main six
I
except
don't
for
I don't know. I don't really see her going to Fluttershy first,
I
but
don't see her going to Applejack or
oh.
Rarity. Maybe Fluttershy only because Pinkie Pie and maybe probably Rainbow Dash. Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, and I was gonna say definitely not Applejack or Rarity because of the fact that they're, the sisters of the other two CMCs.
Yes.
The other two of the Ponyville
Well,
CMCs, I should say, now that we have an extra one.
wait a minute. Maybe I should read that again.
Wait, what? What though?
The plot synopsis?
Oh yeah,
Oh,
okay, never mind. I
plot? What are
guess
you talking about?
that doesn't really go in. I was about to say, because obviously it sounds like she hasn't shared it to anyone. So,
Yeah.
because I was thinking, well, I don't know. She might go to Applejack or Rarity if the other CMCs figure out and they want her to go there.
Yeah, but she definitely wouldn't tell the other Crusaders about that.
Yeah, but they
Because,
can always find out.
Oh yeah, eventually, probably.
Eventually.
Evidently, you know nothing.
Eventually, let's all talk in funny voices.
How about no? Oh.
I could pull out that girly voice that I have that everyone
All
seems to like in my school, where
right,
I like give myself.
can I go sort of off topic here for a second?
Schwar. Why not?
Did you notice that we have episode 6 is Sleepless in Ponyville, then we have Wonderbolt Academy. Those are all falling like every 7 days. And then we have a TBA for 8, and we have no idea what it is. And then it goes to the 22nd.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at that.
That doesn't make any sense to me. And
Give me
it
a
would make more sense if it was farther on. It'd be like, oh, that's a Christmas Day episode. It'll be on the 25th.
Yeah, link me to that so I can look at that. I haven't actually looked at any of the synopses.
So this
But yeah, it does say that. Of course, it might also just be
could
something wrong
be
with the game.
someone like messing it up, and it
Yeah,
probably at
exactly.
this
But
point, but
maybe there's something special happening midway through the week or something. I don't know. You two live in America, you would know.
No.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're the one with the commercials. I don't have any commercials. I don't even have cable. Once again, I don't have cable. I just have like this nasty old spoon here that I don't even know where I was going with that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. And then they also have the next episode after that. They have a title and a
Have
date,
the date and
no
everything.
synopsis, and then everything else after that is just TBA.
I don't know. It just seems awkward to me. Well,
Well,
awkward. After the 15th, I think we're about to have a little surprise, hopefully. Or it could just be an error.
yeah, it could be. Or maybe it was up there at some point and then Hasbro came on and went, "No, we can't let them find out about this."
Yeah, Hasbro totally stalks Wikipedia.
Hey, you never know.
Someone stalks the Wikipedia,
Well, did
obviously,
you
kind of like me over here, because I check it every week, right about now.
Well, did you guys get to read that USA Today article about the bronies?
Nope.
It's
When would I
actually
have read an article in the USA Today?
when it came up on Equestria Daily.
Wait, did it come up on EQD?
Yeah.
Of course it does. Every magical in or magical. Oh God, I'm gonna go crawl in
I haven't been on EQD today because I had a lot of homework to do.
Oh,
Oh
it wasn't.
no.
This was like a week ago.
Every
Oh.
media input, magical input, media input gets put on EQD. Oh.
Well, even then, I don't often read media articles unless it
Oh,
says they're
yeah, I
good
understand why
too.
you missed it, but.
Yeah. And like I just had to read it because of the fact that, most of the stuff that you see in the media about bronies is bad stuff. And this, they're actually really positive. Like they highlight the charities and all that kind of stuff. And
As of recent, actually, most of them have been neutral to good. It seems like we're getting out of the bad area, which, I
except for
don't
that Tosh.0 thing that sort of happened. That didn't really
know.
help, I'm
That
sure.
was more of a joke.
Even so, there are people who will take it seriously, I'm certain of that.
Yeah, I was gonna say Tosh doesn't really hate on anyone except stupid, ignorant people.
Because like my dad watches Tosh.0 sometimes. He's like, Dad, did you see this thing on Bronies? He says, no. I was like, good. If you see it, don't listen to it.
Yeah, or
Just don't. Just don't.
yeah, kind of like the Howard Stern
It's
thing.
better for our relationship if you don't listen to it, if you don't even see it, because there are some things that I shouldn't tell you about in front of mother. Anyway. Anyway.
Oh man. Oh yeah, so I'm sure most people already know about this, but the comic is now they're starting to release some comics on the iTunes. I wanted to buy it, but it was too busy, is what it said. I don't
Yeah, if I had the money, I'd be getting me a copy. That, or I'd be ordering one of the ghost variants, like the one with Derpy on it. I'd
Yeah.
be ordering a hard copy of that one.
I got a. I wish I had money to order hard copies. The only reason why I would get it off iTunes is because I got gifted gift cards for iTunes,
Yeah.
which at the time I thought was kind of weird because I didn't even own an iPod or anything really to put them on. But now I'm kind of like, oh, cool. Now I got a use for it. They
Yeah,
are.
well, I was gonna say you can always buy TV shows and everything. Like you can go buy Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, man. Go support Joss Whedon.
Wait, what? Who is this? Who is this person of which you speak?
You don't know Joss Whedon?
No.
What?
I'm six.
What?
You okay? So you've never seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Heard of it, never watched it.
Oh God, you gotta watch it.
No.
Don't watch. Well, so
no,
much.
No, never.
Angel is. Really
I have enough good. Things preventing me from doing schoolwork as it is, and it's getting okay. to that time of the year where I have to do all my end of course tasks. Count
let
for
me,
like 15% of my grade.
Let me put it to you this way: go watch the. There's one episode of Buffy that is a 100% musical episode. It is called Once More with Feeling. Go watch that one. But then, let's see. Also, Firefly and Serenity. Dollhouse.
Dude, who hasn't seen Firefly or Serenity? That's awesome.
That kid right up there in Canada.
Yep. That's
oh
me.
My God.
The guy who doesn't know about in Toronto, I mean, whatever, I'm tired.
Firefly is kind of like a bittersweet story in a way, because it didn't get the supporting it needed right away, so it only really got one season and a movie.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. But then Joss has also done all kinds of other little smaller projects. Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog is Joss Whedon, Neil Patrick Harris, Felicia Day, Nathan Fillion from Firefly and Serenity, and what's the one he's in now? Castle, I think, is the one he's doing right now. And who else was in that? What's his face from Big Bang Theory, the Jewish guy?
Oh, my God.
he's in there as Dr. Horrible's.
I don't know. You wouldn't know more about this than me because you watch a lot more TV shows than me. I can tell you that.
Well, Dr. Horrible is only a 45-minute miniseries thing. It's
but I mean, like, some of the stuff you're just naming off. Like, yep, nope, don't watch.
Fantastic stuff. Anyway. Back to the ponies or whatever topic we're on to now. I'm done going on about Joss Whedon.
No, you're not. You're just secretly going on about it in your mind, and we can all hear it because it's very loud in your mind because you're just going, ooh, Joss Whedon, or whatever the hell his name was. Anyway.
Yeah, that's
so great. Today's podcast, we talk about how math has a crush on Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
What person in the right mind doesn't have a crush on Joss Whedon? It's just like asking someone, do you have a crush on Neil Patrick Harris? If their answer is not yes, they're lying.
Oh, man.
Also, who had a Steam message? I might have to hurt you.
Who?
I don't have a Steam message. What are you talking about? That must
someone...
be you.
But it sounded like echoey.
That's you.
Hold on.
It's not me.
My computer is doing things. Computer? Why?
I don't know. Anyway.
I'll try to type quietly if it makes you feel any better.
No, that doesn't bother me at all.
Really? Well, it might bother me. Oh, that forehead, man.
That forehead?
Nothing. Nothing. I wasn't looking up Neil Patrick Harris.
I knew it the moment you said forehead. He does have a big forehead, doesn't he?
He looks like this guy in my school, except the guy in my school has brown hair, but I call him Billboard sometimes. He doesn't really like it, but I don't care. Anyway, enough about the people at my school. You'll get to talk to one of them next week. If...
Maybe. Stop making noises. Stop. No.
Shut up. You're a butthole.
So, do you believe we should probably get Mr. Buns in here?
Yeah, I think about time to get Mr. Buns in here.
Mr. Bunzors. Mr. Bunzors. That was
Private Buns. Actually, I don't know his ranking.
he is Seaman Apprentice. Also, it's an E2 rank. Go ahead and cut. Put some music on for you, fine people. And we'll be back momentarily to have our guest with us. So we'll see you then.
Truth, he's just a bully from the east. She went from Babs, yeah, to a bully.
Bonds, this is what we do.
But,
yep, and we're back.
What?
Hi, Bonds.
What?
Oh,
yep, we're begins.
Back. Yes, so we have with us Agent Buns, or, well, I don't know if, yeah, you, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to actually state your full name, but Seaman Apprentice Buns. Yeah, that sounds...
That does not sound right.
Sounds... Oh, that sounds awful.
Implications, but... Just as a heads up, Buns is in barracks, and his buddies are playing D&D. Was that it?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, they're playing D&D, so you might hear some rage in the background. I'm certain if that happens, Buns will have to smack some butt around, but I'm certain he's capable of that.
Stirred rage in the back.
And just randomly hear, shut up.
I'm going to be sitting there right with whoever's raging. I'll probably be right there with them going, why? But you know, that's me. I'm an old-fashioned D&D nerd, so.
I played D&D when my brother picked it up. And even then, I only used the pre-made characters. And even then, I only played it for about 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Pre-made. Loser!
Yeah, this is...
I didn't have enough to, I didn't play. I literally did not play enough Dungeons & Dragons to make my own character. Like, if you took all the time I spent using that pre-made character, I would not have actually had the time to roll the dice and write all of it down.
Wow.
That's how little I played it, because it was like, I don't know what I'm doing right now.
D&D is a really good game, but you have to have time. You have to have people.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
and like,
you literally have to read the rule book from cover to cover to really understand it. There's no just going around, glossing around, and just picking out certain things.
Be like a 3-day party, dude. Have all your friends come over, everyone gets the rules down, and the two days of awesome gaming.
And
yeah, that's
bring
that's...
out the buckets. Or it could be like that one time with the trough.
We need to stop here before it just goes squee every 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, the squee.
So, anyway, so Buns,
yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's good. So how's the Navy life treating you so far, man?
It sucks. I don't get any goddamn sleep, and I get to stare at a door for 4 hours every day. I'm sure some asshole doesn't walk in with alcohol. God damn it.
Oh, God, I'm dying. Well, BMT, you seem to have fond memories of that.
Hell no. I'm going to be sitting around, I'm going to be like, I wasted my life.
Yeah, right. That actually, that reminds me. What was it, like, a few days ago you had watch from 2 to 4?
2 to 4. On test day.
Test,
oh,
yeah.
God. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, to clarify, Buns is out of basic training and is now in the schooling part of his naval career.
You mean the part where he sits around and does nothing all day long until they actually send him out on a ship with hardtacks and alcohol?
Yes.
Yeah, that too. Wait, hardtack? Really? No, they never use hardtack anymore.
Or whatever the sea biscuits like they had in World War II, where you had to dip it in.
Sea biscuits? Dogs everywhere.
Yeah. Hardtack was more of a Civil War thing. Because it was basically just like flour and water put into a pan and then heated up, and that's it. That was hardtack, man. It was
a fine meal.
I had hardtack. Oh my god! Because there was
old then, man. If you were there during the Civil War when they fed you that stuff, you must be old. Old.
Maybe he was there in his past life, you know.
Okay, I live in the southeastern United States. The Civil War never died, dude. It's still.
Oh, it's just like a lot less dangerous today at times. Sometimes it's more dangerous.
Yeah, like Civil War reenactments are a big thing around here, especially in you know, cities where major battles took place, especially Atlanta, like, you know, with that burning to the ground and everything. But yeah, so how much schooling do you have to do before they ship you out? Mr. Buns.
Buns.
Oh, God damn it. What?
He's like choking on his own saliva.
I said, how much schooling do you have to do before they actually ship you out?
I've got a solid year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What did you go in for?
I am an FC, or trying to be an FC, Fire Drillman, Shooty Wooty Missile Whistles.
Okay.
Shooty Wooty Missile Whistles. I remember you were talking about using the C-RAM.
Yes, if I get lucky, I'll get put on C-Wiz, which will be fun, because, you know, Bert, more than everything else.
Let's fire for 10 seconds, then reload for 2 minutes.
Retarded.
And clarify for those of us idiots and non-military versed personnel.
Like me. I'm non-military. I'm just 16 and a writer. Anyway.
What is a CWIS?
CWIS is the close-in weapon system, also known as the CRAM, for people in Battlefield that like to sit around in their base, you know, camping, like losers. Losers! Yeah, that's pretty much it. It just shoots missiles down. It's our close-in weapons defense system.
So like, basically an AA for missile systems.
Yeah, if it sees a missile, it just kind of shoots it down automatically. But sometimes we get lucky and we get to use FC override and sit in our little chairs in our AC rooms and just, you know, shoot. It's cool.
Just like every little boy's dream.
Yeah, I mean, what better than to, you know, just
shoot and fire 1,500 rounds in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's something powerful, man.
Oh, man. It's not that fast.
It's not that fast. Nah, Nobby. Nah. Oh, God.
Yeah, so, okay, another good question. How's life as a Navy brony, or have you met any other Navy bronies around there?
Do they treat
today? They treat me all right. I mean, today's a good example. I was watching Nuno episode this morning,
and
I was watching it on YouTube, and
oh yeah,
I was sitting there, and one of my friends, one of my rack mates, starts walking over and. I see him out of the corner of my eye when he's like 2 feet away, and I tab out real quick. he looks at my screen, and he just looks at it for a second, and it says like YouTube, like, My Little Pony's like, it's all right, you can tap back in. I'm not gonna judge you.
Awesome.
I'm sitting there laughing my ass off.
Oh, and what was that like? You started playing it with your headphones out and didn't realize it?
I was playing it with my headphones out, didn't realize it. And I turned the volume up all the way because I was getting frustrated because I couldn't hear a damn thing. Then I noticed that the YouTube video was actually muted. So oh, dying, cancer. But so I noticed that YouTube was muted, so I unclicked it. But it was on the title theme. I was like, My Little Pony! I was like,
oh my god.
That's awesome.
I bet you got some looks from that one.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
People get when I play the episodes waiting for school to start. I just, like, start up My Little Pony in the middle of English class, and then everyone looks at me, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, I went there. And because I go to school with a bunch of teenagers, they're mostly judgmental, so
yeah,
I get like so much for it at my school.
I don't know, but it's been fairly accepted in your age range. I mean, maybe not in your area, but
God, not in my area. Oh, as long as I don't mention it, I'm fine.
There's quite a bit of Canadian bronies, but I don't think there's nearly as much as there is in the US.
Okay. I remember when I did my presentation on the brony fandom, because I did one of those. I'm one of those guys, and it was like I got 98 on that. It was
good.
But for my presentation, I actually went on to the Know Your Meme survey that they did last year or so. And something like 64% of the bronies that took the survey were Americans. Something like 18 were in the United Kingdom, and then like 15 or 16 were Canadian. So, damn, son.
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
Yeah,
that's, well, I mean,
Actually, I have then again, my computer. I'll just go pull it up because I still have it.
Yeah, it was, I mean, oh. I don't know. TV's kind of a big thing here in the States.
A little bit. A little bit. A little bit.
Well, show me a house that doesn't have TV and cable, and I'll show you poor people.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I went there.
You went there.
I can't afford TV.
Damn it, Loby.
Like, even some of the poor people have it. I'm sorry, it's true.
I don't have cable.
Loby, less fortunate. Please.
Okay, less fortunate.
Oh, God, no. Okay, I pulled up the survey. I was incredibly wrong. 61%, 61.98 are American. 25.57 are in the United Kingdom. 6.34 are in Canada. And then 6.11 are in all other countries.
Well, but that 6% of the population in Canada is probably quite a bit of your population.
Well, no, that's not what it is. It's 6% of how many people were surveyed.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. This is of all Brookies, but this is of all the ones who, like, are, like, I suppose you would say, like, go to EQD, because I'm certain this was broadcasted on EQD, are, like, those people who are the internet bronies, as opposed to people who watch the show and just watch the show, maybe, like, look at a few pictures or something like that, that don't, wouldn't know about the survey.
Those lesser beings.
You could no, say it was that, but I didn't want to say that, because, like, let's see, social media usage, I use them very often for, I'm not, just relationship status.
Well, there's also quite a bit of them out there that didn't partake in the poll, because I know I should have held in.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Neither, but, like, oh, wow, 81.82% are single.
Oh, God.
It's 3,069. As opposed to... The single in a relationship is 265. Single in a serious relationship is 155. Engaged is 37. Married in a civil union is 78. Married / separated. Divorce is 3. Ever divorced, 9. None were widowed. And they're almost all atheist and agnostic.
Oh, God.
I can believe that.
Oh, it is, but then, like, the two below that are Christian Protestant and Christian Catholic, and then not listed, then Buddhist, then Jewish, then Muslim. Then, there's only 4 Hindu who took the survey. Only 4. Sexuality was 81.48, heterosexual. Asexual was 6.90. Bisexual was 7.99. Homosexual was 2.44, and pansexual is 1.52.
Really, people replied pansexual. And did you say asexual there? And
yeah, asexual.
/ sure, actually.
Okay, well, see, those aren't the same thing, though. Asexual means you have no sexual attraction to anyone.
You don't derive pleasure from sex, but that's kind of like a hazy subject, because there's asexual people that still have relationships because they like the relationship, but the sex isn't nothing to them. It's to keep the partner happy.
Yeah, there was actually an article fairly recently about that.
Oh, hey, they have a pony sexuality pie chart.
Oh, huh. Yeah, because and then pansexual, to explain it to you, is you find beauty in everything. You honestly couldn't care less. You basically don't see gender or race or anything like that.
Well, I'm not gonna hate, but that sounds awfully like bestiality.
Just putting that out there. God damn.
Just putting that out there.
How is that? No, bestiality is animals.
Exactly, but I don't know if you find it in every. I don't know.
Pansexual is referring to human beings.
Wait, what? I don't. I obviously I don't understand it. So
let's not.
Because I thought I by everything. I thought you meant everything. Like, oh, that's a cute rock.
No.
Anyway.
We won't discuss, but
no,
I will.
Not discuss it. I obviously don't understand that subject, you. And I don't know if I want to.
I will. Okay. I will just read off the first line from the Wikipedia entry, and this is exactly what I was trying to tell you. Pansexuality or omnisexuality is sexual attraction, sexual desire, romantic love, or emotional attraction toward persons of all gender identities and biological sexes.
Okay.
Okay, back to pony sexuality, apparently.
Isn't that, like, I, never mind. I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Just read the article.
No,
when you have...
no.
No, no, I understand it now, but it just seems like an unneeded term.
Apparently 13.414 said they were attracted to ponies, and that pony sexuality rates were slightly higher amongst homosexual or bisexual
attracted
males.
Attracted to ponies.
All
ponies are assholes in real life.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, basically.
They really are.
In real life.
They're more than anything, they're attracted to the personalities, which is understandable.
Yeah.
Let's see. Twilight Sparkle. Wait, what the hell is this? The main six. Favorite? Twilight Sparkle had 23.58%. Of that was their that was a person's favorite pony. Rainbow Dash at 16.15. Or no, Fluttershy was just above that with 17.23, and then Pinkie Pie was 16.83, and then who the hell? Oh yeah, they had 10.35 were not available, and Applejack and Rarity had like below 10%, which makes me a very sad pony.
Below how much percent? What?
Below 10%. Everyone, even
wow.
not available. Every pony else except for Rarity and Applejack were above 10% as favorite pony. God damn.
I don't see anything wrong with, like, I don't know. I don't like. I don't really like calling favorites because there was times where I liked.
Yeah, no, like.
Fluttershy a lot, and same with Twilight, and I still do like Fluttershy. She's adorable.
Hence the reason I use her to censor us. I mean, come on, what's more amazing than that?
It's favorite of the main six. Applejack is 13.08 and Rarity is 16.39.
See,
and
I
really like Pinkie Pie, and there was this one episode. I can't remember which one it was, but I was just like, Pinkie Pie, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
She's kind of a lot to handle. Which is why I don't think it would. I don't really like her for that because she can be annoying at times. But that's Pinkie Pie. You gotta love her for who she is.
She's hyper and she's in your face about everything.
She's also hilarious at times, so it makes up.
I don't know. Like, I personally find that a lot of people misidentify Pinkie's personality, and they latch on to certain things that aren't. It's you know certain traits that aren't actually there in the character.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I have a couple of friends that are like that, and they'll say something like, oh, that's something like Pinkie Pie, and I sit there and I go, no, it's not. Pinkie Pie would never do this. What are you...
Oh, wow, there's so many charts here, I've forgotten. Gender and favorite of the main six. Pony sexuality and favorite of the main six. Sexuality and favorite of the main six. Favorite pets, favorites among secondary characters, favorite episodes. Oh, wow, look at that.
That's a lot of facts.
Attitudes about the show. Is FIM the best show ever created? Opinions on the fandom of the show.
Best show ever created?
I don't know about that.
Openness about the fandom. Social network use and the openness about being a brony. Attitudes towards the furry fandom. Purchasing My Little Pony products. Methods of involvement with the fandom. Part 4, Shipping Grim Dark World 34.
Let's stop here before you...
God damn, this thing is like 33 pages long.
Yeah.
You want to find a quick way to lose every subscriber we may have, however low that number is?
Yeah. Just name off that list for 40 minutes.
No, I was going to say the whole bronies versus furries thing.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I don't really... I don't hate furries. Actually, I might
be good because I'd end this call right now if you did.
I don't know. I don't really follow furry stuff. Like, I can't think of anything like an anime that's furry that I follow. But I definitely dig the art.
Anime isn't furry.
Well, no, like an anime style, but like furry. But you know what I mean.
I'm
human, but like you can definitely tell when something was an interpretation of anime into like a furry character.
I guess. Anyway, the whole point of that is I am an out and proud furry.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, no, there was that one time he had that avatar. Never mind.
I've been
there
a
was,
member.
Like, that outbreak of furry avatars that eventually went away.
Oh, yeah, and every single person who put one of those on is a furry.
There was a poll, actually, in the forums about, are you a furry fan?
It was because of that avatar outbreak that Chieku put that on there, I believe. Or it might be the other way around. Chieku put
No. It was the outbreak because Dom was doing that. Dom, our token black guy, if you remember from the last podcast. Buns, are you catching a cold or something?
Dude, he's been coughing for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I haven't gone to medical yet because I'm too damn lazy.
Gotta walk to medical.
Yeah, dude. Gotta walk everywhere on base. Not allowed to have a car.
Yeah. Just get like your buddies.
Get
to
a skateboard.
Oh, dude, they would shut a skateboard down faster.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if I took out a skateboard right now, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, shipmate?
They come tackle you? Just do it anyway. Like, just put like a GoPro on your head and see how far you can get.
Oh, man.
No, I've got it. He needs a pair of Heelys. He can get around the base like
a pair
that.
Of Heelys.
Oh Heelys.
Or just figure out a way to put like little runners or something in the bottom. You're in the bottom of like your dress shoes, and then just oh my god, go out on inspection and just wheel yourself. Oh my god, they would crucify you for that.
Oh man,
oh god,
they would string you up in quarters.
I'm gonna get you a gift. I'm gonna buy you something for Christmas, agent. I'm gonna buy you a pogo stick.
Oh. You would have to record going around base on that thing. I mean, we would have to see what it's at.
If they would allow that.
Oh, no, they definitely wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
I don't know. Maybe on his time off, they wouldn't really mind it too much.
Like, chop off his thing.
I mean, if I took a pogo stick and videotaped it as I left the base for stand down, they might let it slide. Maybe.
If you were actually on duty, they would crucify you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they'd
yeah.
Probably get tackled.
They would tie you up to the front of the ship. And you'd be like one of those things, that one of those ladies that hangs on the front of the ship. Except you'd be screaming, for real. And you wouldn't be made of wood.
Or gold. No.
Well, only if you're fancy like that. Only if you've got swag.
Edible. Oh, God, no. Just stop before we go to the Y word.
You obviously love Octavia.
Yeah.
You obviously love Oreos, good sir.
Dude, love Oreos and Octavia.
Product placement! You cannot handle my product placement! Anyway.
5 minutes later, we were sued by Nabisco.
Yeah. But we were just advertising!
Yeah! Bro! Calm your ovaries, good sirs.
You just reminded me of how we fold our blankets. It's to me, she left me for all the right reasons, Nabisco fold.
Oh my god.
And that's how you fold your blankets. That's standard procedure.
Wow. I'm learning more and more about the Navy every day.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think time we finished talking about that. Buns, what do you do for gaming? A lot. What do you game? What's your game, good sir?
If you could see my Steam, like my list, it's like a Charlie Foxtrot. Just a bunch of games. They're spread out over everything. I love everything.
Agent really likes to jihad.
Oh yeah.
Jihad and spawn.
I got knocked out on foot by the enemy lav, and then I was about to spawn on him, and I realized he was in a jet, and I see this jet going slowly in the background in the battlefield. I was like, oh god, he's not going to, and then he crashes, and he says, good night, sweet prince.
Oh my god.
And he did. He did. He totally did. He totally did. Oh, it's great. It was a great experience.
Oh my god, that would have been amazing.
Buns is like the greatest person to play Battlefield with, because he's just hilarious when he does that. You get a gun, his only thing to say is ouchie wouchie.
Ouchie wouchie.
And he was the one who, like, if you go to his YouTube channel, and because I've said that now, Matthew's going to have to post it. He will do so. And he did a video of our knife wars, which unfortunately you can't hear his voice in it, but I suppose that's
pretty
good.
Oh, yeah, that was weird, because I forgot to turn on.
What they playing? Like, he recorded our knife wars. It's just silence and the pitter-patter of little feet.
To be honest, to record Knife Wars effectively, you'll have to have someone who isn't participating do it, or have a lot of people recording at the same time, because eventually you're going to die, and then it's like, oh.
Well, I like the first thing that happens when he records is he dies. So one time,
just like, nerd.
It's like, oh, hey, someone's sitting still getting ready to record. Let me go take those tags.
Man. And then after that, it inspired me to start using only a knife and grenade launcher and gun servers. So I went from having 17 knife kills to over 500 in about 4 days.
Hey, that's the way to do it, man.
So many service stars. Why can't I hold them all? And I got like two. I got two medals, too. God damn.
Can I hold all these medals?
I became a pro at killing people with smoke. Like, goddamn. Those times we did, all those games we had, where we had just had smoke grenade launchers. Skills.
Yeah. It's like gorillas in the mist. It's just
Bushwookie!
It's just randomly out of nowhere. This person like comes into the side of you, and you realize he's already got his knife in your chest.
Yeah, it's like a horror movie a bit, because your entire screen's white, and then you'll just see like Slender Man like kind of pop up for a second, then leave.
Yeah,
it's kind of how it's like flashing. Yeah, it's kind of like that. You see them like fade into your screen, and then they fade out, and then they fade back in with their knife in your chest.
And then fade out of reality with your hand on the ground.
Yeah. Reaching for a medic.
Few things that is terrifying to do when the game is like, it's bright out. Because it doesn't matter. You still can't see. And it's still
worse when you're running and you can hear like three sets of footsteps behind you. And you're like, no. No, I'm not going out this way.
Are you still talking about Battlefield or what?
Yeah.
I got lost halfway through the Slenderman references. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, we had smoke grenades, and we throw smoke everywhere, and then you're
in
the smoke, like, trying to knife each other.
God.
Talk about things that we don't know about, but, you know, we can talk about things that you don't know about sometimes, too.
I haven't played Battlefield since, like, a week after Cargo.
He is a true WinRAR, folks. He is a true WinRAR.
No, it's because it's a terrible game, and I'll go on record saying that. Counter-Strike Source for life, yo.
In before Hitman. Anyway, so that's about enough of games. I suppose we could ask Buns one.
I don't know.
Do you have any RPGs?
No, man!
Hey, hold up. This is the part of the podcast where Math brings up an MMO that we never heard of before.
Yeah, that's about it. I was going to say, Math, are any JRPGs you want to throw out there?
He plays Wakfu all day, every day, by himself.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Exactly!
I'm hipster-ish more than Math.
Anyway, no, what I was going to say, is there any games that you're looking forward to coming out, Buds? Anything that you've got your hopes up for?
Just blow Arma 3 in your face. Arma 3. Want it so hard.
Has Arma 3 gone into development?
Yeah, dude. It's supposed to come out next year.
What about THQ? They had a Humble Bundle going, and they're not an indie company, so this is the first actual main producer of Humble Bundle, and they have some really great games up there, and for those of you who don't know, THQ is in some financial issues, so, go buy that, throw them some money. They need it. We want to see Metro Last Light. That's going to be a great game. Company of Heroes 2, that's going to be a great game. And, of course, everyone's going to love Saints Row 4, because, open sandbox game, go.
I just beat Saints Row 3 with Moss. God damn.
The customization elements in Saints Row 3 were not as much as in number 2.
I like that I can go around completely naked talking like a zombie, okay? I like that sort of thing.
I made the ugliest person on the face of the earth. I just took every single slider and just put it to zero. And then I put a couple scars in his face, and I gave him black eyes. And it's the most ugly thing.
So you're an anorexic scarred guy that got beat up.
Yes.
That's kind of like...
I just started up Saints Row. Link you guys to a picture of it.
There you go.
Although,
actually, we are running out of time a little bit, because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close.
We only got about 10 minutes. So, hurry up, Buns. Hurry up, though.
Well, we can continue talking while he's doing that. I'm sure he can multitask. It really
Come
helps.
On, Hunts.
Yeah, I can multitask.
But,
gotta go fast.
Anything else you're looking forward to? What about the new Amnesia that's coming out? What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah.
You know your barrack mates are going to play that in the dark.
Anything. Like, first Amnesia, I know I'm going to love it.
It is supposedly, from what I have seen and from what other people have said, like, way scarier.
I can dig it so hard.
Yeah.
Buns, he can barely keep it in his pants now he's thinking about it.
I've been wearing any pants.
What pants?
Pants. Oh, cat's left.
Cat comes out of the bag.
This is when the cat comes out of the bag, if you know what
it's
I mean.
It's a new navy.
Pants on, cat plug on.
Yeah, I guess unless anyone else has got any topics to discuss.
Wait, hold on 3 seconds. Buns, we need your okay, he's dead, never mind. But we need your how did you become a brony? Only because
yes, actually that's a great story.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see, it was back in high school. I was with my friends.
Friends.
And they were like I was hanging out and this guy comes up, he was one of my friends, and he's like, "Hey, you watch this?" And I was like, "Nope, you're a faggot, lol."
And, that's like, a common response.
He was like, "Oh, come on, at least try it." And I was like, "Nope." And he was like, "Try it? Nope. Try it? Okay." So I watched it, and I was like, "This show sucks." And then I watched the second part, and I was like, it's alright, I guess."
And you watched third.
I watched the first two. I didn't really like the first two episodes, to be honest. Then I watched the third one, and I was like, because there are parts of the first episode that kept me going, like a Fluttershy's like little part, the first part she had.
Oh yeah, where she like mumbling, mumbling to the side.
She was like,
yeah.
And I was like, yep, that was actually kind of funny.
That part made me laugh so hard.
I mean, nowadays, I can't help but laugh at the episodes. Like, today's episode was fantastic.
Yeah, the humor was great. Oh, man.
So great. Look at it.
Anyway.
Oh, my God!
Okay. For those of you wondering why they just broke out in random laughter.
Oh god. I turn off my microphone.
Close it.
For those wondering why they burst out into random laughter, Buns just linked us his character from Saints Row the Third. Which I'm gonna be posting on the website because you all have to see this.
Oh my god.
Oh god. What the that guy. Okay, I'm good.
Chat box.
With that, I do believe it is time to wrap things up.
That's good. Good.
Again, I'm Nathaniel.
I'm Loba.
No. Who's next?
Go
untag.
What?
Anyway, I'm Emmanuel, that's Lobine, Tag Shadow, and our special guest for the day, Agent Buns, apprentice seaman thing.
Learned an apprentice seaman.
So, join us next time, and take it easy.